Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Aaron Weber on the show with us Friday's Funny Bone this weekend. We had Chris Porter and Zach Myers from Shinedown on earlier. That happened. I know we're not lying. It's on the podcast. And they were very funny and both very cool. So that's cool.
And just confirmed to add to the lineup, Austin Anderson on Thursday.
Austin will join us Thursday. Cameron's going to join us tomorrow. Tyler Walsh with us now. Tyler's in Fort Dodge on Friday night, right, Walsh?
Yes, I am.
All right. And Nick, where are you at Saturday?
I'll be at Maggie Mays in Council Bluffs.
All right, you can, and also the live show podcast is up on all your podcast platforms, including the Todd and Tyler app, TNTRadioEmpire.com, all those things, Spotify, blah, blah, blah. So check it out.
Don't say my name, says kids today will never know what it's like trying to download a porn. Debbie does Dallas 2000 specifically on dial up internet while parents at work during a snow day. 8 hours to get a 1 hour movie. Only to have a power flicker with 55 minutes downloaded. Still not sure how the movie ends.
With an orgasm, usually.
Right. Yeah. His Deadpool name is Willie Fistergash.
Perfect.
All one word.
We're reading those Deadpool names off at the live show, just like, yeah. People were into it, though, so felt like an idiot doing it, but whatever. But from the Fistergash family, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Are we pronouncing that right, Todd? Because we pronounce words wrong all the time. Fistergash is the way you pronounce that, right? Okay.
Yeah. I did that phonetically.
So what words do we mispronounce words on this show a lot, and then they become jokes, and then we continue to mispronounce them, and then people get... I mean, remember the most famous one when we called them memes forever. Memes. We said meme all the time. And we get people call up the show and put them through. And they go, you know, it's meme. No, it's meme.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not.
No, it's meme. And we just messed with them. For like years we did that. And then it became, everybody started calling them memes. And I still think it should be called a meme. You don't spell it M-E-M-E unless it's meme.
This is a piece from...
Makes more sense than...
It's like Colin, you're right.
The Guardian. And it starts out with tinnitus, which is
tinnitus.
Correct, by the way.
Yeah.
Tinnitus is really not correct, according to this article.
No, people say tinnitus all the time.
It's not tinnitus?
Okay.
It is tinnitus.
How do you pronounce this word? A-P-R-O-P-O-S.
Apropos,
right, okay.
Instead of apropos. Which is
do you know anybody that uses that word?
No.
Apropos?
Yeah.
That'd be apropos. If we said it on the show, we'd be beat down.
Apropos of nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah.
I've never mispronounced this one, but apparently the author did. A-W-R-Y.
Awry.
Awry. Not Ori.
Not Ari?
No. A-N-N-A-L-S?
Anal.
Annals?
Annals.
Okay.
That one always trips me up if I see it written somewhere.
Anal.
Well, because you see it, you'll see it in an article that's not about butt sex.
Hey, once in a while, we do read those articles.
Two ends.
Very rare.
Yeah. Two ends in this one.
Yeah, right. But most articles we read have something.
Like, it's not a pronounced thing, but it's one I always have to do. Like if there's a headline that says something about the Shiites, I always got to do a double take on that. And when I read something about shiitake mushrooms, I always have to do a.
Well, they're spelled the other way. Yeah. Shiitake, right? Yeah.
Shiitake.
Oh, and then it's got a clip from Showgirls where Elizabeth Berkley says she got it at Versace.
Versace?
Oh, nice.
Okay, got it. All right, yeah. Well, I swear biopic sounded real to me when I first said it years ago, talking about a movie made a biopic. And I said it so long that I thought it became biopic. No, biopic, excuse me.
But that's one that I don't even know the truth.
Yeah.
Biopic is right.
Biopic's right, but
as
I said
biography picture.
I say biopic all the time.
Because
biography, yeah. So I just kind of figured it'd be pronounced that way, and I just said, I know I'm wrong, but I said biopic for a long time.
And it's got the same number of letters as myopic, doesn't it? Or,
yeah,
there's one
much,
more letter.
Yeah,
so we rhymed it with myopic.
But it's biopic, right.
The one that always trips me up is if you know, it's the way you pronounce it is titular. But let's say you're referring to a character whose name is in the title.
Right.
The titular character.
Yep.
I always want to say titular, but I know that's not right.
Okay.
It's one that always trips me up when I see it. But it's fun to say if you say it right.
I always said titular.
Titular.
It's titch?
Titular, yes.
All right.
Titular.
Titular.
Yeah. That's how it looks.
Yeah.
And a guy pronounce just, facade
just say boobular.
With a K. Facade.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like advanced English from Millard South. Segway. S-E-G-U-E.
I think Walston knows how to pronounce any of these. He's
this
reading back.
This newer guy who pronounced it.
I'm thinking of the ones that I...
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What was the last one, Todd, you said?
Segway. S-E-G-U-E.
Somebody only because I know what a Segway looks like.
Segue. When you're reading it, you're inclined to say segue.
Right.
That's one of those words that I might be able to get right if I was texting, but there's been words that recently I've just given up on texting because I don't know how to spell them.
I'm with you
on
that,
I'll get through it, it'll be like no suggestions. I'm like, oh, that's not good. I should probably read a book against
that. No, I've done that too, Nick. I'll try to spell a word that I want to say in a text, and it never autocorrects it, so I know I'm nowhere near it. And I just and I go, okay, and I just use a different word.
You have to rephrase it, what you're saying.
Yeah. I go back and rephrase the whole sentence just because I can't. No, and I don't even know how to type it in where they're going to give me the correct answer. So I'm thinking, whatever.
You know. Yeah, when you're just so far off, it's just like, I have nothing. No suggestions found.
I get that all the time.
Choose a new word.
I get that all the time, Nick. No suggestions. Okay. I guess I could change this whole, go back and erase the whole thing.
Right. Guess I'm not going to text him back.
My favorite, I don't talk to text, only because I just never did it. And a lot of people still do it. And it's probably easier in a car to do that than to text or something like that.
Or just wait till you're not driving.
But but people talk to text even when they're not driving, Push. And if you're just talking like most people talk, just blah, 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 blah. It comes off all kinds of wordy and weird looking, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You can always tell when somebody's doing that.
Yeah, you can. All right.
Well, here's one.
There won't be a period for.
I always have trouble with this one. Where'd Push go?
I'm right here.
Down. Oh, you were ducking down.
I'm looking at it, looking at the computer screen.
He's playing hide and seek.
Yeah.
It's,
where'd Bush go?
Can't see me, can you?
It's
can't see
the,
me.
The French thing where you know everything's a fixed price at the French restaurant. PRIX. Next word, FIXE.
Prefix? Is it? Is that how it's pronounced?
I'm
like
not
the race,
sure,
like a Grand Prix?
I know a guy who can help.
Uh-oh, Jared.
Oh, nice.
Todd's are you talking
button?
Sexy this time?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
He wasn't talking sexy last
yeah,
time.
Yeah, the last one. I was disappointed.
We'll see.
Bonjour.
He's
this
back.
Is Julian, the Frenchman who makes French pronunciation videos here on YouTube, and we are looking at how to pronounce this interesting expression from French, meaning fixed price. So some people in English say it as prefix, but that's not ideal. That's not entirely correct, and that's because in French, for reference, in France, it is said as prefix.
Yeah.
So in English, it is best to pronounce it as pre. That's fine. The X is indeed silent in French, so yes, pre. But then fix, if you can, rather than prefix. Just prefix, pretty straightforward, because it comes from French and said in France as prefix, so in English, prefix, and now you know fixed price it means, obviously.
Hey, Walsh, if that homeless guy would talk like that, you'd end up in bed with him.
Now.
Yeah.
Right there on the bank of the pond you've been making out.
How do you spell faux pas?
You great know. Question.
F-A-U-X space P-A-S.
Yeah.
All right.
Folks.
You guys
how
came up with that way it? Too fast.
Box.
I don't know.
No.
I was thinking in my head, how do you spell faux pas?
I forgot about the X. You're right. I would have just changed it.
Silent
I
letters just, are
I,
stupid.
I wrote I screwed up.
Why are there silent letters up. At all?
I don't know.
Is it a pronunciation thing?
And does it I happen in all languages?
No, America.
He just
English
said that the X
is,
was silent in French.
Yeah.
If you go buy sausage at a real German place,
okay,
you'll have to ask the whole time what you're, I'll always be like, and I would like, how do I get, and then they'll say their German meat, and I'll be like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
I want that. Yeah. There's several words I can't say.
Nick used to work at a German restaurant. You
want
to
like,
say all the stuff?
Be my meat translator.
I didn't learn much. Be my meat translator.
You
want to
be my meat translator?
Did you just hit on him?
There was like, we had Rouladen, a lot of schnitzel.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the word schnitzel means.
Hasenpfeffer.
All
right. Land.
Wabbit.
I love Hunter sausage, but there's the real proper word for it's like Landjager. But I always have to ask
oh, so
about
you're
it.
You're actually ordering in a German restaurant, but he speaks it back there. They okay.
Yeah. Nebraskans know it as Hunter sausage. If you go to the sausage
so if you go to
Sausage,
they have a bunch of German guys working there?
Yes. Well, I don't know if they're authentic.
But they know the words. Like they know the word.
Yeah.
They look
they're
they
old
look German.
Stoic men that really know their meat. So I'm just like, these are German guys.
Mischievous or mischievous?
Mischievous.
I would say mischievous.
Are you sure? I got a guy who
well, I always
can
say
help
mischievous.
Us.
Yeah.
Do we have 25
if
seconds?
If I couldn't spell that, I'd just call him a little rascal.
Yeah.
You're looking at how to pronounce this word. How do you say it correctly? Both British and American English pronunciations are similar, and it's a rather easy when you know mischievous.
Mischievous. He went with mischievous.
Yeah. Otherwise it'd be spelled a little differently.
He's saying that kind of horny like.
Yeah.
All of it makes us horny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We had an older edition of him.
You want to meet a homeless French guy now, like. Don't you, man?
Yeah. You're on the prowl.
Cut open my pants instead of my bird. All but right.
You want to find a shed?
Tyler Walsh is in Fort Dodge on Friday night. Nixon, Council Bluffs, Saturday, right?
Friday night, Maggie Mays.
Oh, you're on Friday.
I'll be at
okay.
a wedding on Saturday.
And the Campfire Astronauts, Zach Myers and Chris Porter will be in Wichita, Vorshays on Thursday, Kansas City, Record Bar on Friday. CampfireAstronauts.com.
See you tomorrow. Thanks.
Good night.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.